Welcome to the Fairhaven Church Sermons Podcast. Fairhaven is a part of Harbor Churches, a multi-site church located in West Michigan, and we exist to help people find their way back to God. We hope this message helps you to take your next step in your faith journey. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Greg. I'm one of the pastors here, and really, really glad that you're here today to celebrate Christmas Eve with us. My guess is that all of you have all your gifts wrapped. They're under the tree already, right? Nope. All right. So some of you don't, but at least they're purchased. And if they're not, like you people are amazing to me. That just look at it, it's like 2:28 and you got no panic. Like I got plenty of time to get out and buy a gift, right? To get out there and get that, unless you're looking for that Bluey airplane 3-in-1, that transformer thing. I heard it's as hot as Tickle Me Elmo. And if that's you, it's time to panic, all right? So if you're still looking for that, come forward for prayer after service and we'll send you to see if you can go find that thing. Good luck. And I don't even believe in luck, but good luck on that one. But today, we're here because I really want to focus in on a gift with you. And this whole idea of gift giving, we love it. I love it. And we love it because we're humans and we love to give things to people and we love to see the expression on them. We love that it actually comes from our heart to them. And if it warms their heart, that's even better. And the idea of like this gift giving, it goes way, way back. It goes back to before the monetary system, before cash, where we would give things as a way of establishing trust with or developing friendship with others, a way of saying, I have, and I want you to have something. And this idea of gift giving at Christmas, it's embedded in the scriptures even, because we can look at the story of the Magi that we often refer to as the wise men, the astrologers that were from the east, and they made their way. They saw a star in the sky, and they made their way over to Jerusalem because they understood that there was a king that was born of the Judean area, a king of the Jews. It actually says in the beginning of the book of Matthew that the king of the Jews was born. He's like a toddler by the time they showed up. And they showed up to find this little Jesus that's walking around and talking probably at that point. And they bring him gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh that they give to him. A gift, the origin, if you will, or at least one of the origins of gift giving. And we also know this story, like all of us, have at least a piece of this story, that there was a 4th century bishop who had this ability to be incredibly generous and to stir generosity toward those that were without, toward the poor. And that bishop's name, you know it, it's St. Nicholas or St. Nick. But when we think about the first gift of Christmas, that one, it actually proceeded from the heart of a parent, from the heart of a father for his children. He had a gift for his children, and that gift is the gift we read about from the prophet Isaiah, who wrote these words right here. 700 years before Jesus was born, he said, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us," he could see what was on the horizon. "Unto us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The very first gift of Christmas, it proceeded. The origin was the heart of God. The gift was the Son of God. The recipients are we. And the question, if there is a question for Christmas, that it really, really, really answers, it's this question right here. Am I too far gone to ever be made right again? Am I too far gone to ever be made right again? And I don't know if you've ever thought about that question. I have. If you've ever been in a place where you wondered about your life, and wondered, have I done too much? Have I gone too far? Have I been gone too long? Can I ever be made right? That's my story, and it may be your story today. And maybe why, as Lori asked, like, why did you show up here today? It could be a whole bunch of reasons. And maybe that you're wondering about that. Am I too far gone to ever be made right again? Too far gone for ever forever to God, for God to ever restore me again into a relationship with him. That is what I want to talk about here tonight. And I want to tell you that as I thought about this evening or this afternoon with you, I've been really excited about this and prepping for this for over a month now and praying about it and thinking about it and thinking about all the different angles into the Christmas story. And as I turned over each of these ideas, I was like, not that, not this, and I was praying about it. I actually had a sermon written about 2 weeks ago that I had written the whole thing, and I looked at it and went, meh. I was kind of like, eh, I don't know if that's it or not. And I was just going to sit with it. And I had a couple papers that I had inside my computer. I shut my computer. I didn't save it. When I opened my computer back up again that next day, my computer went boom, and it started rebooting. And I was like, yeah, I was kind of, eh. God's like, nope. He erased the whole thing. It's gone. Like, and you can thank God today if anything that you don't have to hear that sermon, all right? So it's not here. But today, I was thinking like, what sermon? What message to bring? And would it be okay today? Because the more I thought about it, the more I thought about this gift that is Jesus, and I just want to talk about him. I just want to tell you about him. I just want to have a glimpse with you of him, because when I think about the gifts that I've opened over my lifetime to unwrap the Christmas gift of Jesus, it's the greatest gift that I ever received. And I want that for every single one of us, no matter what brought us here today, every single one of us to remember again what an incredible gift Jesus is. Or maybe for the first time today, for you to go, I now see what God gave to the world when he gave us, when he gave me Jesus, because he came for you. So I'm just gonna walk through this incredible gift of Jesus, and we're gonna start with this right here. Jesus was foretold by the prophets. It's who he is. It's what tells us what kind of prep God got the world into to get ready for the coming of Jesus, because it was a 700-year on-ramp before he ever, I mean, what child has ever had a birth announcement that was 700 years in the making? One, and his name is Jesus. 700 years in the making, where they began to tell the story, like we just read, that Isaiah had shared that there would be one that would be born into this world. And what they said of him is that he would be born of a virgin, and his name would be Emmanuel. He would be God with us. And there are some 300, some say like 324. Others say it's as many as 350. Somewhere between 320 and 350 prophecies that were told about Jesus 700 years before he ever came to the earth. And the question is, did he fulfill those prophecies? The answer is 100%. Every single one of them. Here's just a few of them. First one, it would be that he would be born of a virgin. And that's what Isaiah said in chapter 7, that he would be born of a virgin. His name would be Emmanuel. And we read that in the Gospel of Matthew that Mary was approached. And when she was approached, what was spoken over her from the angel of the Lord was that you, the Virgin Mary, 14, 16 years old, you will be with child and you will call him Emmanuel, he'll be God with us. His name will be Jesus. He would be born of a virgin. He would be a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Another prophecy that was given, Gospel of Matthew, gives the lineage of Jesus right at the top of the list. Abraham, check, that one happened. Isaac, check, yep. Jacob, check, yep, part of the family tree. Where he would be born, he would be born in Bethlehem. They said that he would be born in Bethlehem. Well, Joseph and Mary were in the Nazareth area. And then just as she was fully pregnant at this point, there was a decree that was sent. You have to go to your hometown to register. His hometown, Joseph's hometown, was over in Bethlehem. So they picked up. They went over to Bethlehem. And this is where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. That's just a few of them. Here's another. He would be from Nazareth. Could any good, the scripture says, come out of Nazareth? Well, the answer is, yep, his name is Jesus. He grew up in the Nazareth area, and then he would be a light, another prophecy, to Galilee. Jesus' public ministry was in the region of Galilee. He was there sharing the gospel, the good news of who he was with the world, putting it on display, healing the sick, and blessing people all over the Galilean region, bringing light to a dark place. Scripture tells us a prophecy that he would be crucified with criminals on his right, and on his left were criminals on that Mount of Golgotha where Jesus was crucified. Again, another prophecy that he would be pierced. And what we see is that Jesus, it tells us, he was pierced in the side, like, wow. And then also that he would be buried with the rich. It was Joseph of Arimathea. Jesus didn't have a tomb to be placed in, but a rich man named Joseph of Arimathea said, give him my tomb. He will be laid in my tomb. This is eight. Eight prophecies. That's as far as we're going to go here today. Just eight of them. Of the 320 plus 350-ish prophecies that were given, this is only eight. What are the odds, 700 years out, that eight prophecies would be fulfilled by one man in his lifetime? And here's the odds right here. One in whatever that number is, right? It's a big number. One in one was 17 zeros behind it. I don't even care, because a trillion has 12 zeros behind it. That thing has 17, whatever that number is. Look it up. Tell me afterwards. I have no idea what that number is. It's just huge. It's a huge, huge number. I'm like, what's the odds there? Anybody watch Michigan beat Ohio this year? Like, what's the odds? What's the odds? I tell you what I did. I got my phone out, and my housemates, we have this text thread between all of us college housemates. I fired it out the morning of the Michigan game and just went, because you got to believe. You just have to, even when it's beyond belief. But I thought, I got to believe. And so I fired out to my housemates and just went, I just want to go on record before the game even starts. And I just want to say, you have to believe, go blue. And then I got, you know what I got. They're like, not going to happen, probably not going to happen. Would love to see it, but that's a dream. And at the end of the game, my phone was blown up. It was like smoke coming out of my phone. They're like, what? One of, we call him Possum. This is what Possum sent to me right here. The Reverend is a prophet. I'm like, darn straight I am. I called it. Like, I called it, right? But the odds, one in one was 17 zeros behind it for eight of them, just eight of them, let alone 324, 350-ish. It doesn't happen. It does not happen unless this is God behind the giving of this gift, unless God is behind the birth announcement, unless the Son of God is the one. I just want to show you Jesus today. I just want to unwrap this gift with you today. Second one is this, that he is the author of all that is. We have four gospel stories that are told by four men that had eyewitness opportunity with Jesus. They were with Jesus and watched Jesus. And two of them actually wrote in detail something around the birth of Jesus. One of them just put Jesus flat into the ground as he was walking on terra firma and just went, launched straight into his ministry and what he was all about, seeking and saving that which was lost in this world. And one of them said, it's not good enough. No, it's not good enough for us to put Jesus in a manger and have you somehow think that it began in a place called Bethlehem. No, it proceeded way, way, way before that. And Jesus is way, way, way more than that. His name is John. And John wanted us to know that he is the author of all that is. And the way he told us is this. This is the opening of his book. He said, in the beginning was the Word, talking about Jesus here, the gift of Christmas. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is Emmanuel with us. But he's going, Manuel somewhere else. He was in the beginning. And then he said, through him, all things were made. And without him, nothing was made that has been made. Wow. Wow. That the one who was walking on earth, the one who was born to a virgin, the one, just a few of the prophecies, the one who would be born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, be a light to the Galileans, the one who they were saying, he's coming to the world and he will be crucified, pierced in the side, and he has come. A gift to this world. They're saying the one who's walking in creation is the creator of the creation that he's now walking among, became one of them, put on flesh, moved into the neighborhood, hung out with them, ate fish with them. In fact, what he also did is he did more than that. He actually showed up to show us who God is. He who made it all said they have a problem down on earth. The problem is they're trying really hard, trying to figure out who I am. And the gift of Christmas is I'm going to put it on display for them. I'm going to put flesh on. I, the creator of all things, will step into the earth and walk among them and eat fish with them, sit at table with them. I'll show up to funerals because if you ever wonder, how does God relate to us who deal with pain in this world? I showed up to the tomb of Lazarus, and Lazarus was a friend, and Mary and Martha were really close to him, and sisters of Lazarus, and they're crying, and Jesus started identifying with their pain as well and cried at the tomb. And then Jesus did, you know, like, what only Jesus can do. He just erected the funeral because he has a way of doing that. He called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead. And it's like, nothing to see here, people. Go home. I just raised him from the dead. No dead people here. And Lazarus is like, why am I dressed like this? Give me some real clothes. And Jesus showed us who God is, 100%. In fact, he said this, if you have seen me, this is Jesus, you've seen the Father. You want to know what Jesus is like? Read the scriptures. If you want to know what God is like, study Jesus. Study Jesus and you will see it. Do you know how sometimes there was moments we have in life, they're just different than other moments. You have those moments where like you remember them and you tell the stories again and again because there's stories that shaped you. One of those, I was sitting on the back porch with a good friend of mine. And as we sat on the back porch together, we just got into that place where we started unpacking our lives and got real with each other and sharing our life. And then he began to tell me about growing up. He was born and raised in Texas. And he said, not everybody knows this, but I used to travel with my family, with my mom and my siblings, and we'd make our way north and made it as far as Shelby, Michigan. And then they would make their way back south again because that's how their work was engaged. That's how they worked. They worked the fields and they harvested from the south to the north, from the north back to the south in order to bring some income. And he was telling me about a time in his life, a couple of me said, I never recognized, like, you know, as a kid, I just didn't know I was poor until a few times where I was really, really, really hungry. And I looked at my mom. I remember saying to her, Mom, I'm hungry. Where are we going to get food? And he said, my mom said this right here. Las puertas de la casa de Dios siempre están abiertas. The doors of God's house are always open. And he said, I never forgot that. I haven't either since he told me. I don't remember it in Spanish. I do remember it in English, though. The doors of God's house are never open. I remember asking Armando, like, Armando, tell me, how did she know that? Like, I want to know the story behind it. Not, like, what does she know in her head? I want to know, how does she know by experience that that is true? And what he said is, She had a Bible that was sitting on her dashboard, and it was a dog-eared Bible, and the Gospels were read again and again and again and again. She knew Jesus, and she knew that if God would give the gift of Jesus to the world, the gift itself tells you a lot about the giver, about who he is. And he said, God never failed us. Jesus came to this world to show us who God is, which kind of brings me back to the question of Christmas here. Am I too far gone to ever be made right again? Have I done too much? Could I ever be forgiven? Could I ever be made right with God again? I want to do my very best right now just to show you Jesus, just him. Because this right here, our last point, he is the Savior of the world. That's why he came. That question, am I too far gone to ever be made right again? The heart of a father looked at his children on the earth and said, they need some rescuing. And I'm going to go to the earth. I'm going to put on flesh. And I'm going on a seek and save rescue mission for the world. The angel appeared to the shepherds. They were out in the field that night. What a night that must have been. I sometimes think about it. Every once in a while, I'll look up at a starlit sky when I get a chance. My mind will wander off. What would it have been like to be a shepherd and have the angel appear and be the first to hear these words right here? I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior, because this people need saving. A Savior has been born to you who are on planet Earth, and he is the Messiah. And what the prophet said about him, again, 700 years prior, again, another prophecy. What he said are these words here from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53. He said, he was pierced for our sin. He was crushed for our iniquity. Doesn't seem right, does it? He got pierced, his brow, his wrists, his feet. He got pierced for what we did. That we were wondering, have I gone too far? Have I done too much? Can I ever be made right again? He looked at you and he looked at me and said, yep, you can, because I'm your dad, I'm your father, I'm the creator of you. You matter to me so much that I'm gonna come to the earth. You're in need of a savior and I'll be it. He was pierced for our sin. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we, can I ever be made right again? We are healed. We're restored. What a gift. What an absolute, absolute gift. That question, am I too far gone? Am I too far gone to ever be made right again, gets answered in the person of Jesus. The angels, they gathered. And what the angels actually said, the first one said, I bring you good news of great joy. It's going to be for all people. And immediately on the heels of that, a host of angels showed up. And Angie, if you can pull up that slide of what the angels said, the next one. They said, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to those on whom his favor rests. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to those on whom his favor rests. I read that for the first time. I've read it, I don't know, 100 times in my life. It's the first time I read it and went, wait a minute. We are the ones for whom God sent his son into this world. I am the recipient of this incredible grace of God that he has made me right again. By his wounds, I got healed. He packaged up this gift that we're unwrapping here today. He put on display who he is, and he did that for me, and he did that for you. And here are these angels that are witnessing this. And hearing the words of one angel over human beings, glory to God, they said, in the highest heaven, and peace to those on whom his favor rests. They're praising God for what God is doing for us. Praising God for who he is and what he is doing for us. And I thought, man, we show up on Christmas Eve. Some of us, it's a tradition of ours to show up right here at Fairhaven, and that's an amazing tradition. Some of us, we show up 52 times a year on Sundays so that we can worship God because we want to give him glory with our lives. And I'm just here to tell you today, that's not enough. It's not enough. He deserves more than that. He deserves everything that we are, our entire lives. Because he gave it all for us, that every bit of who we are, we would give it to him. And I thought, I am not today gonna allow the angels to out-worship me for what God has done for me. I'm grateful that they saw it. I'm grateful that they started saying glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on those. Praise God for what he did for humankind. But what about us, humankind? Saying, praise God, glory to God in the highest heaven for this thing called Christmas, because from the heart of God came a gift. We just tried to unwrap a piece of it here today that is so much more. His name is Jesus. It's Emmanuel, wonderful God, an amazing counselor, a prince of peace, the savior of the world. If you're here today and you already knew this stuff, like, yes, that's why I've given my life to him. But if you don't, if this is the first time you're catching this, if God has been moving in your heart right here, right now, in this place today, then today's your day. I remember it for me. I remember clearly the day that I recognize God's love for the world includes me because I'm in the world. And he made a pitch for my heart. If he's making a pitch for your heart, he's worth so much more than this moment right here. What he's done and who he is and what he longs for you, for you, is so much more than just this service. He wants your life, and in return, he will give you life like you've never experienced before, that is full and rich in him. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it abundant and free. Father, right now, for those of us that are here in this place, that have been the recipients of this gift in a way that we have tasted and seen your goodness. We bless you. We honor you. The angels had their chances, our chance right now, to say glory to you in the highest heaven, because it's your favor that has rested upon us. And for any of us here today that is in the first steps of that in our life, recognizing there's no chance that the fulfillment of some 300 plus prophecies could happen if it weren't for this being truly the Son of God, and that he came to put on display who God is, but more than that, came on a rescue mission. He knew my name, he knew my heart, he knew my life, my mistakes, all that is good and not good about me. And he comes with grace and forgiveness and restoration and healing in his hands to offer me life. May this moment, even here, even now, be that moment for some to say yes to your yes to them. In your name we pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. Our hope is that you are encouraged and that God revealed a piece of his character to you through this message. For service times or for more information about how you can be a part of Fairhaven, you can visit us at fhchurch.org. Have a great week.